Operator?
Yes.
No, that's all right. Could we get Mr. Bill Moyers, please, in Washington?
Mr. Moyers, then. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, there's no answer in Mr. Moyer's room in the hotel here.
Mr. Moyers isn't here.
He didn't come?
He's not here yet, no, sir. He's in Washington.
Oh, I see. All right, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. They're trying to find him in Washington.
All right.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Could I ring you back?
No, sir, please. We've got to find him right now. Let me give you a couple of suggestions.
Yeah.
Is he not answering the office?
That's right.
All right. Let's try Ms. Welch's. Let's try 387-8637 in Washington.
387-8637?
Yes, sir. Also, well, before we try that,
yes.
Let's try the George Washington. No, let's try that one first.
Yes.
The operators have no idea where he is.
Well, she's looking for him.
Here she comes.
Let me see what she's got here. Ma'am, Mr. Moyers is on now.
Good, thank you. Bill?
Bill? Vicky?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me go to the other phone.
Okay, hurry.
Bye.
Yes, we're still on the White House.
He's going to another phone operator. Hello?
Yeah, he's going to another phone,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Okay, fine.
Chicago.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Mr. Moyer.
Thank you.
Hello, just a moment. I'll put Mr. Moyer's on Chicago.
Well, what you got him on for?
Mr. Moyer's on. Go ahead.
Bill? Bill?
Yeah.
Are you on?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hold on.
Bill.
Yes, sir.
In this speech, we left out the dollar, the average American, and there's a way of putting it where the AMA can't hit us. But,
I thought I had it in there, Mr. President.
No, you haven't, and I'm afraid we've released it wrong. And it's awfully important it be. We've got county in here a time or two where we mean country, too. Girl on page 9. Has other children born in this county, I guess it means country.
Yes, sir, country.
Who types this for us?
The correspondence section. I don't know who typed that one.
Better have somebody proofread it.
All right, sir. $1 a month from the from the worker, $1 a month from the employer, and the government nothing.
That's right, but it's $1 from on the average worker, isn't it? Jack had a phrase there that they made him use because we got in trouble. We made a mistake once saying just $1. Don't you remember?
Not specifically, but I'll find out and call back, call Vicky, and get it for sure.
All right, now the Attorney General's calling me out here. You know what that's about?
I suspect it's this, Mr. President. Bundy came by to see me a while ago and said I'd like to speak to you alone for a little bit, so we closeted ourselves, and he said I just had a very frustrating session with the Attorney General, and he was very angry when it was all over because he wants to go to Berlin and feels that he's going in behalf of his dead brother, and that if we want to stop him, then we just are not being faithful to the memory of his brother. And so Max said, I don't believe in view of that particular conversation. I ought to put out this memorandum that the President wanted me to put out until I have talked to the President about it, and I hesitate to talk to him about it on the phone. And I'm a little bit disappointed in the Attorney General's reaction, although I can understand that I do believe he's sincere in saying that he wants to do it because of his brother. And he said, but it was a very unsatisfactory session and a very unhappy one for both of us. And he was very upset about it. And he said, I think, Bobby, this is something you ought to talk to the President about directly. I think if you really want to go because it's a tribute to John Kennedy, then you're the one who ought to tell that to the President. So that may be why he's calling.
Well, what do you think I ought to say to him?
Well, I think you ought to say to him that the civil rights is in process and that when the assassination happened, everyone was out of the country and you don't want that to happen. And while the civil rights is upset, is going on, you don't want that to be upset. Just take Shriver, for example. He's in Germany and poverty's up in the air and you really don't believe you ought to go. If he wants to wait till after that, as you indicated to Bundy this afternoon, that is another question. But that's your reasoning behind it, and you can easily point out that the reason it all came up is that today this poverty situation blew up in our face and Shriver was out of the country. That's the approach I would take. That's the approach Bundy tried to take with him.
And
I asked Bundy how this whole thing came up, and he said he thinks General Clay is behind it. General Clay asked President to ask the Attorney General to do it. Hold on just a minute, Mr. President. Now, he may not be calling you about that. He may be calling you with some more civil rights, but I bet that it might just be that. Because Bundy said he was very upset.
What is that clicking in on the line?
I don't know, Miss Brother. Every time I talk on this line, it does. And other people have the same experience. I think it's the board.
Ask the board there if she's clicking in on your line there. Just tell her you're trying to talk.
Hello? Are you clicking on this line? As I talk, I keep getting clicks on it.
Negative, sir, or not?
All right, sir, thank you.
Have you finished, sir?
No.
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 But we keep getting somebody coming in on the line and clicks it. What causes that?
He went off with it. I'll ask him as soon as we hang up. Now, I had a lengthy session with Cooley, and the reason for all of this, Mr. President, is that he considers it personal retribution for what he calls being ignored by the White House. He said that, first of all, Shriver never came by to see him on this. Second of all, and this is the main point that I got, is that he worked like a dog to pass the weak cotton bill, and that he got none of the credit, and the president got all the credit, and he never heard a word.
I tell him we haven't had one goddamn letter on it, and we thought we were passing it to him. We thought it was his North Carolina mail that wanted it. We don't want it.
That's what I said to him. I said, well, this bill wasn't the president's bill. This was the bill that the cotton people wanted. And we talked, I guess, 25 or 30 minutes. The most I could get him to do was to agree not to have a formal hearing and not to be present himself. He said he would leave town, but that he would like to have an informal conference, just to have Phil Landrum come over and tell them what's in the bill. He said, I won't call it a committee meeting, and I won't do anything about it, and it'll get through in one day, and I won't even be there. I'll go that far. And I said, well, that any kind of indication like this would be tipping the hand and opening the door to these other people who wanted to hear aspects of the bill that pertained to their committees. And he said, well, he didn't think that would happen. That Landrum had said, assured him it wouldn't happen, that nobody else was now interested in the bill. And I said, well, I understand from a number of different sources that different people are interested in the bill, that judiciary would like to get...
And the Republicans are interested in cutting it up.
I said, you know, this is... I may have made a mistake, but I said this is the one bill that the president has his name on, that he has introduced, that he's fighting for. The Republicans would like to gut it because in doing so, they gut him. At that point, he went into another emotional tirade in which he said,